out the get-go here, I want to declare I'm a plague survivor. 2 vaccinations, 3 boosters, fairly careful the past 2 or 3 years, but who can keep track anymore? So far, so good. So imagine my dismay when our president comes out and warns us we might be on the verge of nuclear annihilation. And you thought climate change was something to worry about. I guess you don't have to sweat long-haul COVID. Forget about long-haul anything when they drop the big one. I was 12 years old, a snot-nosed kid in Georgia when the Cuban Missile Crisis was putting us on the brink of atomic war. Neighbors were building fallout shelters, stocking them with food and water, guns and ammo. Figuring, I guess, they'd survive the Holocaust and kill the mutants who banged on their door. My school was conducting duck and cover drills. You think active shooter drills are messing up kids' heads? Try Dr. Strangelove on for size, as the real deal. So, okay, there's always some kind of existential threat. Some virus or asteroid or robot apocalypse. Some unexpected menace, government overthrow, a new war, famine and drought, another ice age. You could maybe get used to one of those, but all of them coming at you at once? I don't think so. Maybe just pull the sheets over your head, call your boss and tell him you're sick, turn off the TV, cancel the newspapers, avoid social media, and imagine a happy place. A place you once lived in but forgot how to find again. A place where the sun shines and children play. A Shangri-La far from the maddening crowd. Puppies romp and butterflies fly. Laughter fills the air like puffy clouds and worries drop away and evaporate. Does that place really exist, you ask? If it does, you know how to find it. It's not on your GPS. You won't find it online. You can't find it past a secret door the other side of your closet of anxieties. You want to worry about the future? It isn't there. The future is the last place you want to look. Try right here.